From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Okay, hello. Yeah. So this week I'm going to be talking about some bands that aren't really related to each other much in any way, except that they're, for me, they're like new bands. Air quoting, new. They're new. They're like, they're all from 2000 on, so for me, that's pretty good. I'd say that qualifies. Yeah, because, you know, mostly stuff I play on here is like bands that don't exist anymore, like from the 70s and 80s. So I went through my record collection and picked out some stuff, and I'm pretty sure this is all stuff that is still in print, should be at least, since it's new-ish, that we can order for you at the store if there's anything that you're like, holy shit, I need to have that. So, you know, just let me know. Alright, and so I'm starting out with like one of my favorites. And the reason I'm starting out with this one is because the story of them is like really fucking sad. And so if I do it at the beginning, you guys can forget about the sad part. And we'll move on from there, I hope. It's really tough to listen to this band without like thinking of it. Anyway, I'll just tell you. Oh my god, you guys stop! Cats. Okay, anyway. So the band is called The Exploding Hearts. And they formed in 2001 in Portland, Oregon. And their debut studio album called Guitar Romantic came out in 2003. Yeah, so that same year, 2003, they were in a car accident. They think that Matt Fitzgerald on bass was driving and then probably fell asleep. He was only 20 years old and he ended up dying at the hospital. Adam Cox, who is the singer guitar player, was thrown from the vehicle, died on scene. He was only 23. Jeremy Gage on drums. He also was thrown from the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. He was 21 years old. The only one that lived with Terry Six on guitar, and their manager, I think, was in there too, and she, or he, I think it was a woman, survived also. So, yeah, they're not around anymore. And what a really great band. They're like really like power poppy and awesome. So yeah, they only ever put that one album out, but the one that I have here is called Shattered. I think you can still get Guitar Romantic, but this one is the only one I have. I don't know why I don't have the other one, but it's a compilation of singles and some of their unreleased final recordings. And I'm going to play you a song called Making Teenage Faces, and just try and enjoy it without thinking about them all being dead, which is what I try and do and fail miserably. Oh, fuck, they're so good. The rest of the album is great. They're great. Everything is great. Whoop. Oh, fuck. Anyway, they're great. Did I say that enough times that they're great? Oh, God. So, I just, like, I don't know. It fucking kills me. They were little 20-year-old kids. Oh, my God. Why? You know, it couldn't have been some fucking stupid-ass band that sucks. It had to be these kids that were actually talented and wrote really good fucking songs. Everything sucks. Okay. Here we go. Cheerful. What song am I doing? Fuck. I think, okay, so here we go. This next one. The band is called Foxy Shazam. They formed in 2004. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio. The one album I own is from 2012. It's actually their fourth album. It's called The Church of Rock and Roll. And if I give you the description that I found about them, or multiple descriptions, you will totally understand why I like them without me having to explain. They have been compared to Queen and Meatloaf, and in fact the singer, Eric Sean Nally, wrote songs for Meatloaf's album Hang Cool Teddy Bear. The theatrics, the lyrics, whatever, all that is very similar in this band. And the one quote said, "If Noel Fielding and Freddie Mercury had a love child, it would be Foxy Shazam vocalist Eric Sean Nally." Yeah, so that's pretty much, I mean, yeah, that explains it. So the reason I actually know about them is because I saw them. I went to see The Darkness, and I don't remember what year it was, but, like, you remember how The Darkness were, like, fucking awesome, and they put out that album that was, like, amazing, and then they put out the other one that was, like, less amazing, and then they, like, stopped doing stuff for a while, and then they just, like, came back in the past few years. That's when I saw them, but the opening band was Foxy Shazam, and, like, it was, like, one of the best shows I've ever seen altogether. Because, like, the opening band was, like, as good as the main band, which doesn't usually happen. If you've been to enough shows, you've seen it. But, yeah, the singer's fucking crazy, and he just, like, the whole band, I mean, like, it was long enough ago that I don't really, like, remember everything about it. I just remember standing there and being like, holy fuck, this is fucking crazy. So I went and bought the record, like, immediately, what did I say? This came out in what year? 2012. That's probably around the time I saw them. I'm having a really hard time because I love so many of these songs, which was also the problem with the Exploding Hearts, but I just picked one. There is a song on here called I Like It, and I was going to play it because the chorus is, "That's the biggest black ass I've ever seen, and I like it." But, I think I'm going to do Holy Touch.
All right, this is this is WQRX. That was a new hit, but really?
I forgot it. And oh my god. Sorry. I forgot it ended like that. My fucking headphones are on such a delay that sometimes it fucks me up. Have you ever tried like listening to yourself on a delay and like trying to talk at the same time? It fucks you up. Anyway, yeah, so I forgot it ended like that. That's funny. Foxy Shazam, definitely worth seeing live. I haven't heard anything from them recently, but who knows? Whatever. Okay. Swear to God, every time I set something down, I lose it. Okay. Marker. Done. Okay. Cool. This whole album, I'm serious, it's so fucking good. Like, I haven't listened to it in so long, and I just was listening to it now, like, before, because I was trying to pick a song. I'm like, I forget which ones I like. And they're all great. And, oh my god. Forgot about them. Okay. So here's another one that... Whoa, this is on two records? How did I not know that? Durr. You can tell I listen to this one a lot. Actually, I do. So, here's another band that's a new band that I only found out about by seeing them live. But, slightly different story. My friend Pat, we had plans to hang out and... we're trying to decide what to do, and it was like, you know, walk around Doylestown and, like, I don't know, like, do nothing, I guess. I don't even really know. Go to the diner, or we're sitting there, and he's just like, oh, Maserati's playing at Kung Fu Necktie tonight. Do you want to go to that? And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is, but okay. He started playing me some stuff to give me an idea. I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to know. Let's just go. So we did. And I ended up having a great time because I guess I didn't have any expectations. And this isn't normally a band I... Like, if someone described them to me, I'd be like, no thanks. But they're actually really good. So, Maserati. From Athens, Georgia. Formed in 2000. And the description on the thing says post-rock psychedelic. I fucking hate the term post-rock. I don't get it. I don't get it. Post-rock psychedelic instrumental space rock stuff. The album that I have... Okay, so here's what happened. They were playing. It's all instrumental stuff, so there's no words for me to try and remember. But I'm just like, yeah, this is cool. Whoa. And they played this one song where I was like, oh my fucking god. What is this song? I need to know what this song is because it's really good. And I was, like, freaking out. So I listened to the newest album at the time and figured out what song it was. And that is the one I'm going to play for you. But the album it's on is Maserati 7 Roman numerals. So it's V-I-I. V-I-I. It came out in 2012. So I guess that's maybe around the time I saw them. I'm guessing, if this was new. And it's their fifth studio album. And I believe they only put out one more after that. And here's another fucking... I forgot about this, too. There's another sad thing, so we're going to just... I'm going to tell you, and then we're going to forget it. But I'm going to mention it, because it's worth knowing, that the drummer... I don't know if he was the original drummer, but the drummer at one point... He passed away by... Oh my god, I hate even saying this. He fell down an elevator shaft. Which is, like, the worst thing. And, what was that? 2009. He was trying to jump out of a broken elevator when a piece of his clothing caught on something. He was at an invite-only party to raise funds to send poor children to school in India. He was 34 years old. Now, come on. Come on. Jesus. Why is everything sad? So that's not even him on this album because he was already dead at that point. Fucking sad. I'm sorry, dudes. All right, let's listen to this song. It's called Earthlike. So that's, God damn it, that's Maserati. Really good live band, in my experience. Also, I mean, I don't know who here has ever been to Kung Fu Necktie in Philly, but that's a pretty good venue to see a band, I think. I like it there. And It was packed, and, like, everyone was having a good time. I don't know. There's just something about that song. It was, like, the drums. It was also cool how the stage was set up when I saw them. So the drummer was, like, in the middle, like, up front, and then, like, everybody else was, like, off to the side, like, next to him. So they were all, like, evenly placed on the stage. Like, nobody was in front of anybody else, really. And I liked that. I like hiding in the back as a drummer, but, you know, maybe some people like to be out front. Also, he was insanely good and, like, really cool to watch, so it was nice for him to be up front like that. Yeah, so, I don't know. I guess, hopefully, you like that, too. I think it's really cool. Guys, you're on my records. How is that comfortable? You have a whole couch to sit on. Oh, no, you don't. It's full of shit. But still. Oh, cats. All right. I'm going to have to do some maneuvering here.
Hi, sweetie. Can I have this? Can I have this? Thank you. Oops. Can I have this one, too? Please. Oh, sorry.
Not as graceful as I hoped. Everyone's gone. Okay, I have one more. This one. So I did sort of talk about the... I might have even mentioned the name of this band. My year-end wrap-up, whatever you want to call it, thing. I did a Wyman Miles song. So Wyman Miles is in a band called the Fresh and Onlys. Why? Okay. Here we go. Yeah, so the Fresh and Onlys. They formed 2008 in San Francisco. So aside from Wyman Miles, it's Tim Cohen, Shade... Does that say Sarton? I don't know. And Kyle Gibson. I have a couple of their albums, but there's... No, yeah, this was... Okay, this was the fucking song, yeah. Yeah, okay, good, I picked the right one. There's a song... Okay, this is the Soothsayer EP, and I wanted this one really badly, and it took forever for it to come in, because it was, like, out of stock, and it finally... Blair got it in for me. No, he didn't! He didn't. I think I found this at a different record store, and I was like... Damn it. Either way, there's a song called Drugs on it that I really like. But anyway, they are considered part of the new garage rock movement of San Francisco, but they're also equal parts psyche, new wavy, twangy, jangly. Put that in your head. Try and imagine that.
Thank you.
I forgot how much I loved that. I didn't listen to this beforehand. Because I knew that was the song I wanted to play. Oh my god, I love it so much. So that is the Fresh and Onlys. The song was Drugs. It's on the Soothsayer EP. Honestly, I enjoy all of their stuff that I have purchased and listened to. But there's just something about that song, man. It gets me. Just gets me. Right. So. See, I listen to stuff from the 2000s. So that was Exploding Hearts, Making Teenage Faces, Foxy, Shazam, Holy Touch, Maserati, Earthlike, Fresh and Onlys, Drugs. And I think that was a nice little selection of like kind of all different stuff, but all good stuff. Just how I like it. Yeah, I got nothing else really. I don't know. Yeah, there was actually a few things that Blair gave me to listen to or to research and cover, but I just didn't feel like dealing with stuff I wasn't familiar with. Like, I need more time to do that, so maybe next week I will cover those things. We'll see. I might just decide to do whatever the fuck I want. Who knows? Yeah, again, if you like any of that shit, let me know. I'll try and order it for you. Okay, yeah, that's all. Thanks. Thanks for listening. And, talk to you next week. Bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Knock and Mixin Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.